got ice? California's 4th of July heat wave will be a triple-digit test. Californians might need to pack extra ice if they plan to host a 4th of July celebration as the state prepares for a steaming hot heat wave. The National Weather Service warned the public to expect the highest temperatures of the year for parts of the Central Valley and Southern California on July 5. Starting July 2, temperatures are expected to soar above 110 degrees in the northern Sacramento Valley, 105 in some areas of Los Angeles County, and above 110 from Tuesday to Sunday in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, and other parts of Coachella Valley, according to the Weather Service. Because of the heat, people should prepare now how they're going to stay cool, Ryan Kittle, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Oxnard, told the Epoch Times. Definitely try to limit your plans to be outside, especially in the afternoon. Mr. Kittle also suggested people should check on family and friends during the heat wave. In addition to the heat, a strong rip current is expected to reach Los Angeles County beaches, Mr. Kittle added. If you go to the beach and near the water, stay close to the lifeguard towers, he said. The Weather Service placed an excessive heat watch in effect for Los Angeles, Ventura, San Luis, and Santa Barbara counties beginning July 2 through July 6. Temperatures in the interior valleys and the mountains are expected to be between 100 degrees to 110 degrees, especially towards the end of the week, according to forecasters. Coastal temperatures in Southern California will be slightly cooler, with a forecast of 95 degrees to 105 degrees. Burbank and Van Nuys could reach between 95 degrees and 105 degrees next week, Mr. Kittle reported. In Northern California and the Sacramento Valley, temperatures will also reach their highest this year, according to meteorologist Eric Kurth at the National Weather Service's Sacramento office. An extensive heat watch was issued for July 2 through July 5 in the region when temperatures are expected to reach into the triple digits. In Redding, about 160 miles north of Sacramento, forecasters expect temperatures to reach 111, Mr. Kurth told the Epoch Times. Starting around Monday, we're expecting a pretty substantial heat wave, he said. The nights won't be much cooler, either, he added. Temperatures will range from the mid-60s to the upper 70s at night, with some areas in the Sierra Nevada foothills staying above 80 degrees, according to the Weather Service. The hottest region in the state will be around San Diego County and into the Coachella Valley, where Palm Springs and Palm Desert residents are expected to see temperatures above 110 from July 2 and into the weekend, according to meteorologist Chandler Price with the National Weather Service's San Diego office. The region is bracing for temperatures from 110 to 114 next week in those areas, he said. In the high desert, including Apple Valley, the highs each day are expected to be from 100 degrees to 105 degrees, he said. A high-pressure system over the state is to blame for the rising heat, according to Mr. Price. It's going to be hotter by the end of this week, he said of the San Diego County and desert region. Sunday is kind of the first day we're seeing more heat risk.